Well, joining us now in the Outdoor Show, Mary Detloff from the Department of Natural Resources in Lansing to make a comment regarding the permanent baiting ban that's now enforced in the Lower Peninsula due to CWD. Mary, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome, Adam.
So the NRC approved orders requiring deer hunters are not allowed to bait in the entire Lower Peninsula. Can you sort of touch base on what the thinking was behind the entire Lower Peninsula with this ban?
Well, it's part of our 2002 emergency response plan to chronic wasting disease. In the plan, it states if the disease is found in either of the peninsulas or within 50 miles of the peninsula, that peninsula would be under a baiting and feeding ban for deer and elk. Our primary objective with the baiting ban is to prevent the spread or the establishment of chronic wasting disease in the wild deer population in the state of Michigan. That is our primary goal, is to protect the natural resource here, in this case being white-tailed deer and elk.
Can you talk a little bit about the enforcement of this? Because it seems that the DNR is taking this incredibly seriously. There's been over 100 tickets issued so far in this. And the other thing I'd like you to comment on is the fact that the rap line has gotten a tremendous amount of calls from people out there, especially sportsmen, that have been reporting illegal baiting since the ban's been put in place.
We're very appreciative of the fact that our sportsmen and women are participating in protecting the resource, being that they're calling into the rap line and reporting any illegal baiting activity. That's jumped up considerably, probably three times the amount of calls that we would have gotten last year, even though there was no baiting ban last year, and the calls would have been primarily about the bovine tuberculosis area in northeast Michigan and the baiting restrictions there. But, it's important, that hunters understand that if we let this disease spread unchecked over bait piles and it gets into the wild deer herd, that we are pretty much putting at jeopardy a very significant part of Michigan's tourism economy, and that's, tied to deer hunting. It's a $500 million industry every year in our state. We just feel like we can't afford to take the risk and play Russian roulette with our wild deer herd.
And can you explain why this has been expanded throughout the entire Lower Peninsula?
Well, it's just we don't know where CWD may exist at this point. We found this in a captive deer in a facility in Kent County. We still don't know how the deer contracted the disease. All the trace-in and trace-out facilities so far are testing negative for the disease. We don't know if the deer had come in contact somehow with a deer in the wild around the facility or something of that matter. It's still sort of a big detective story for us in terms of that. Until we can determine, though, if CWD does exist in the wild deer herd, we feel that we need the baiting ban in place to help us protect the wild deer herd.
And I understood one of the details that I kind of uncovered was this deer farmer in Kent County had actually been transacting deer, buying and selling deer all over the Lower Peninsula, including the northern portion. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, most of the trace-in and trace-outs were in the Kent County area and just into a couple of counties to the north of him. There wasn't a lot of transactions going on, from him into other facilities. He was primarily stocking one facility, I believe, taking his deer that he was raising and stocking one facility in the western part of the state. There were, though, animals from the other facilities that his deer were connected to that traced into the northern Lower Peninsula as well. So, right now, just kind of build it out, Adam, like a spider web of, tracing all these animals back to the facilities where they may have been bought or sold, and then trying to figure out where along the line they might have encountered CWD. And like I said, we still haven't rolled it out in the wild deer population, and that's why this ban is necessary.
Two more questions, if I could, Mary.
Sure.
First question is, being this is a permanent ban, is there anything in sight in terms of how long this could last?
Well, the ban will be in place indefinitely. To rescind the ban, it would pretty much have to go through the wildlife conservation order process that is set up, and that is a wildlife conservation order would have to be proposed by the staff of the DNR, taken to the Natural Resources Commission, where it would be heard first in front of the Policy Committee on Wildlife and Fisheries, and then they send it on to the Committee of the Whole, then it would be heard at the Committee of the Whole level and acted on there. So in order to rescind the ban, pretty much we have to go through the same process we did to get the ban put in place.
Last question, Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Any thoughts about this happening in the Upper Peninsula?
Right now, we're confident that the Straits of Mackinac are going to act as a natural barrier, much like they do with bovine tuberculosis in the northern lower peninsula. We're hopeful that, you know, it's not going to hit in the Upper Peninsula. We will be testing deer, though, in the Upper Peninsula, just like we're going to be testing deer all over the lower peninsula as well. Our disease monitoring program will be greatly increased this year. So hunters in the Upper Peninsula can really help us out by visiting a check station this fall and turning in their deer head. You know, they will get the antlers and the skull cap and the cape for their mounting purposes, but if we could have the head so that we can test it for disease, we would be appreciative of that because we really need to expand our disease testing this fall.
Mary, thank you for joining us.
Yep, no problem.